It is, of course, time for the business news. Ko taku hoa e nāianei, ko Nona Peltier. She's in the studio with me now. We're going to talk about small and medium-sized businesses have pushed cybersecurity down the list of priorities. Now, you have told us a bit about cybersecurity, so why are they not making it a priority? What's the reason?
Well, cash flow is the number one reason, I guess. We had a survey, another survey. This one was from BDO Business Wellbeing Index. It's a biannual report, and they just gauge the, I guess, the sentiment and how businesses are feeling. It's a well-being index. So it talks about more than just economic details. But cash flow is a big problem. About 36% of business leaders, just a little bit more than a third, are positive about their cash flow. The rest, not so much. And as a result of that, they're not spending their money on anything but essentials right at the moment. Cybersecurity isn't seen as a priority, which is a little concerning because it is. It is a priority. And a lot of them feel that in 6 months' time, they'll be giving more attention to that. So I guess they're thinking right now we're busy with the other more immediate cash flow issues, economic conditions, and we'll think about cybersecurity in the future. An awful lot of them hope or think that they're going to get off-the-shelf solutions to cybersecurity so that, you know, with AI coming on board, there'll be something that you can just have AI in your pocket. We've heard this before. And it will be awesome and it will solve your problems. But there's no guarantee. And at the moment, that's a concern because there's a lot of risk associated with cybersecurity, not just financial risks, but reputational risks. There's, you can run against the, you know, privacy commissioners' regulations and so on. You can't just be cavalier with data. So you don't have enough money to deal with cybersecurity. That's a bigger problem than you think it is.
Rural farm services firm, this is PGG Wrightson, has revised down its outlook. Why is that?
Well, they provide services to the rural sector, and they're saying that current market conditions are difficult, which is not surprising. It's what we're seeing elsewhere as well. They say drought, poor prices, weak markets, interest rates, and inflation are taking a toll on farmers, and that has affected spending on services provided by PGG. They've reduced their operating earnings forecast to $43 million. From $50 million, these are the full year earnings. So there's underlying conditions here. They're saying though that they are going to suspend their dividend payment to save some cash, and they also have some signs that the market conditions are improving. So that's a bit of a positive, and the market reacted reasonably well to that. The company's share price rose 3% today, which is pretty good. And I think it could be because they're going to hang on to their cash and that they did come up with a better outlook. That's one of the things investors are looking for all the time is what's the outlook? The outlook is mostly important when you have so many difficult current trading conditions. So that's a positive for PGG. Now, the Local 50 Index, it closed down a third.
You're like a runaway freight train.
Am I?
Yeah. Okay.
Should I stop?
No, you go right into the numbers.
Well, yeah, closed down a third of a percent. So that's 39 points down to 11,836. Asian stocks were mixed. Ours were obviously down, but others were a bit better. And it's because the market is sitting around thinking about what's happening with inflation, global inflation, U.S. inflation, and of course, our local market thinking about the New Zealand inflation picture. The Kiwi is trading just slightly better against the U.S. dollar at 59.2 U.S. cents, 92 Australian, but only just, and 47.5 British pence. So it's been another tough day. Well, you never know. Tomorrow could be better, right?
Thank you, Nona. Nona Peltier there with Business News. Ka kite.